Salutations and a salubrious Saturday to you from Gene Rayburn and Monitor 67, where the topical, the comical, and the musical each has its share in making your listening worthwhile. In 2 minutes, former Senator Barry Goldwater will exhibit a definite talent for delivering amusing lines, but first, the Seekers demonstrate why Georgie Girl is such a popular miss, or should I say popular hit.
Hey there, Georgie Girl, swinging down the street so fancy free. Nobody you meet could ever see the loneliness there inside you. Hey there, Georgie Girl, why do all the boys just pass you by? Could it be you just don't try, or is it the clothes you wear?
You're always window shopping, but never stopping to buy.
So shed those dowdy feathers and fly
a little bit.
Hey there, Georgie Girl, there's another Georgie deep inside. Bring out all the love you hide, and oh, what a change that needs. The world would see a new Georgie Girl. Life is a reality, you can't always run away.
Don't be so scared of changing and rearranging yourself.
It's time for jumping down from the shelf
a little bit.
Hey there, Georgie Girl, there's another Georgie deep inside. Bring out all the love you hide, and oh, what a change that be. The world would see a new Georgie Girl.
Georgie Girl.
When you've got a job to do, reach for something good to chew. Chewing helps you stand the pace, any time and any place. So, hi-ho, hey-hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Work goes faster, smoother too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Get some soon.
President Abraham Lincoln was noted for, among many fine attributes, his ability to make witty and amusing remarks. Well, at a Lincoln's Day dinner in Tucson, Arizona this past week, another Republican who didn't quite get to be president, Barry Goldwater, showed a similar aptitude in the speech-making department. For some fine examples and a report, here's Monitor's Jay Miller.
Here in Arizona, when Barry Goldwater makes a dinner speech, audiences have come to expect offbeat humor. Here, for example, is how the former Republican presidential nominee responded at a Lincoln's Day dinner to a very fulsome introduction, which had praised him highly.
I always kind of hate to hear those kind in. I'm sorry, as usual, if Peggy isn't here tonight, because I tell her these things every night. She never has believed me. And by the way, I want to express Peggy's displeasure at not being able to be here tonight, but we have the sixth grandchild in the oven, and like all you grandmothers, you can't have babies unless they're around, and it's only got two more months to go. So she's over in California tonight with little Peggy, but she did want me to say hello to all of you wonderful people down here. Now, I know what being a master of ceremonies is. Every once in a while, I get stuck with it, and every time I do, I say, why? The other night when we had Bill Buckley in Phoenix, and I understand he's coming down here in April, I was master of ceremonies, and I introduced a table about twice this long, and then 2 mornings after that, at 4 o'clock in the morning, I get this big elbow in my ribs, and Peggy said, why didn't you introduce me? I said, I did. I saw you get up. Because I'm not very bright at 4 o'clock in the morning. She said, no, you forgot all about me. And I said, well, why didn't you tell me before? She said, I've been waiting for you to apologize. So I had to worry about it the rest of the night. In fact, sitting at a head table is not always the easiest thing in the world. I think one of the most embarrassing moments of my life was in the Waldorf when Time magazine had a dinner for all the people who had been on their cover. I ruined a couple of issues that way, but I was sitting next to this delightful fellow. He was rather short and rather husky. And I don't know how we got into the subject, so help me, but I was describing the Van Allen belt to him. Because we radio amateurs are greatly in love with this phenomena in the air. And I went on and on about the Van Allen belt, and I paused for a drink of water, and I said, by the way, I didn't get your name. He says, Dr. Van Allen. Kind of gets stuck.
Then later on, Goldwater began to talk about Lincoln and was interrupted by a somewhat urgent message passed to the speaker's platform.
And I suggest that we, through the years and through the days of each year, can continue to remember some of the things that he said and some of the things that he stood for. Before I discuss what I wanted to mention, Mr. Keith Dahlgard, fire chief, wants this man. His building is leaking gas. Keith Dahlgard here. I'll get over there. LBJ is probably in it.
The ad-lib humor of former Senator Barry Goldwater. This is Jay Miller reporting from Tucson for Monitor.
There's a humorous approach to sports as well as to politics, and the finest exponent of bright and breezy sports talk, Joe Garagiola, will be heard just 2 minutes away.
There is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark today. There's nothing, nothing, nothing like a lark.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark today.
There is nothing like a lark. Have one.
Right now it's 16 minutes after the hour, and if it's quality listening you're after, you're at the right place to be on NBC and on the Monitor Beacon.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of conversation.
Don't miss the magnificent values in Castrol's huge holiday week spectacular today, only at all Castrol convertible showrooms. You'll find fabulous savings in Castrol convertible sofas, sectionals, love seats, lounges, chairs, tables, and ottomans. You'll find tremendous buys in hundreds of other home furnishings, too. Convenient terms, up to 3 years to pay. Remember, you can buy a Castrol convertible only in a Castrol showroom. And Castrol is America's largest manufacturer of convertible furniture selling direct to you. Give your home fresh beauty, added convenience, comfort, and extra living space with a luxurious new Castrol convertible. Treat yourself to remarkable value, too, in Castrol's big holiday week spectacular. Today only at all Castrol showrooms. All showrooms open today, Saturday, until 7 p.m. Castrol, first to conquer living space.
Who was the first to conquer space? It's inconvertible that the first to conquer living space is the Castrol convertible. Who conquers space with fine design? Who saves you money all the time? Who tops in the convertible line? Castrol convertibles.
Don't move, just leave your dial now. Here's Monitor. Lean back and stay a while now. Here's Monitor.
This is the weekend of Feb 18 and 19. I'm Gene Rayburn, and next it's Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola, brought to you by Vigoro, makers of the goof-proof lawn foods. Here's Joe.
The little guy is one part of the battle, but another part starts this afternoon, and I'll be back to discuss that after this from Vigoro.
when the green in your grass is gone. And you gotta make it shake up, make it wake up with the bold green vigor of Figaro. The bold green vigor of Figaro.
You bet. And the reason is simple. The manufacturers of Figaro know what they're doing. They've been at it longer and hold more patents for plant feeding breakthroughs than any other outfit in the country, bar none. And when they make a Figaro product for any lawn or garden use, it's tailor-made for the area it's sold in. That's the secret of the bold green vigor of Figaro.
It's a lot greener than green. A happy kind of bold green. A bacon bold green. The bold green vigor of Figaro. The bold green vigor of Figaro.
Figaro, the goof-proof, tailor-made lawn foods. You sure ought to try them.
It happens a lot in sports. One man's misfortune opens a door of opportunity for somebody who can really use a good break. And that door was never opened any wider than it will be for jockey Howard Grant in this afternoon's running of the $100,000 Widener Handicap at Hialeah Park in Florida. Grant, once a highly regarded rider who has fallen on bad times, will be aboard the Wheatley Stables Stupendous. He'll be riding the horse only because Braulio Baeza won't be. Baeza was knocked out of action with a broken collarbone and a spill at Hialeah last Saturday and probably won't be able to ride again for about 6 weeks. Meantime, Grant will get another chance to prove that his comeback is the real thing and that he's not washed up the way he appeared to be when the racing season started in Florida. Besides riding Stupendous today, Grant also looks to be set to ride two other big horses that Baeza has been forced to cancel. One is Bold Monarch, also from the Wheatley stable. He's scheduled to run in the Flamingo Stakes on March 3rd and the Florida Derby on April 1st. If all goes well in his comeback, Grant also looks to have a real good shot at riding the Great Buck Passer, who's now scheduled to go in the Santa Anita Handicap a week from today. Eddie Neloy, the man who trains Buck Passer, hasn't made any definite commitment to Grant, but there's a pretty good chance that what Grant does before, during, and after working hours will determine his chances of riding the big super horse at Santa Anita. Howard Grant is a jockey with a problem, and it's just about the worst problem that a jockey can have. He likes to eat. Too much and too often. Grant recognizes that he has a big appetite. He also recognizes that this comeback, one of many that he's made, is important. This is his last chance at the big money and prestige that he used to have around the major racetracks of this country. Nobody knows these things better than Grant himself. His battle against weight in the last few months has been nothing short of amazing. Less than a year ago, he went on an eating binge and pushed his weight from 118 to 145 pounds. There's no work around for 145-pound jockeys. So Grant started to think about retiring and eating. But Howard Grant, like most outstanding athletes, had pride. That pride wouldn't let him quit. So he went on a diet. Over the years, Grant has unsuccessfully tried about 30 diets, and there was no reason to believe that this one would amount to much either. But it did. By cutting down on the food like he had never done before and running himself ragged with a steady diet of road work, Grant cut his weight down to 125, then to 120, and now he's down to 116 and ready for another shot at the big leagues of racing. It's another time around the track for Howard Grant, and you just can't help rooting for the guy. At least I can't. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports.
Joe will be back with more of his colorful comments on the world of sports later today and tomorrow. And he's also among the best reasons for listening to NBC Radio Mondays through Fridays, too. A monitor tip for the home gardener. It's not jumping the season to check your garden equipment now, while the snow may still be on the ground. Remove any rust spots that may have developed on metallic surfaces. Oil lightly and store away again. Make a list of items you need to complete your equipment and get them now before the spring rush begins. Listen for more tips throughout the growing season. The big March issue of Better Homes and Gardens magazine features more of those outstanding, low-cost decorating ideas you can use in your home. In an article called 20 Great Little Decorating Ideas Under $25, the editors present 20 fresh and original ways you can turn everyday materials into imaginative, beautiful accents for your home. Get some old clay flower pots. You must have some around the house. All it takes is epoxy glue, electrical parts from the hardware store, a lampshade, and a touch of paint to turn those flower pots into perky little table lamps. Total cost, just $18. Other ideas in March Better Homes and Gardens include a colorful canvas area rug for $20, a dimensional wall treatment for just $22, an op art wall for $25. And don't miss the other family interest articles in this issue. For example, the four best roasts you'll ever fix. Read March Better Homes and Gardens on sale now. And on monitor now, music from Frank Sinatra, one of his most recent, I Will Wait For You.
The clock will tick away the hours one by one. And then the time will come when all the waiting's done. The time when you return and find me here and run. If it takes a forever, I will wait for you. For a thousand summers, I will wait for you. Till you're back, back beside me. Till I'm holding you. Till I hear you sigh here in my arms. Anywhere you wander, anywhere you go, every day remember how I love you so. In your heart
wear a fretful look. 'Tis true, Little John. This day I have not the strength to notch an arrow nor draw a bow.
Forsooth.
Then do have some V8.
It doth look good,
as tomato juice.
But it's V8 vegetable juice.
V8 gives you the natural goodness of 8 healthful garden vegetables. No single juice can match it.
I still say it looks as tomato juice.
Try V8 and see.
Zounds! It doth not taste as tomato juice.
Of course not. It tastes as V8.
Little John, hand me my bow.
Yikes! Do watch your aim, Robin.
Let's take a look at the national weather now. I woke up and there was snow on the ground here in New York this morning. Quite a bit, maybe 3/4 of an inch or so. What's it doing out now? It's tapering off. Let's take a look around the country. We find scattered snow expected across the Midwest to the east, turning to rain in the South Atlantic states. Snow also expected from the northern and central Rockies to the Dakotas. Generally sunny skies will be the rule over the rest of the nation.
Remember the night last winter when you parked your car outside, all gassed and ready to go, but next morning you found its windshield and its wipers buried deep behind ice and snow? Remember? It took you a miserable hour or more to clear your windshield. Your defrosters wouldn't do it. Your windshield washer only made it worse. So if you have your good ANCO dealer add a pint can of the new ANCO antifreeze to the water in your windshield washer, you merely turn on your washer and watch the ice disappear in mere seconds. Stop at the first service station where you see the new big bright yellow ANCO windshield wiper service cabinet. Ask the man to add a can of ANCO washer antifreeze, as directed on the can, and to tuck a few extra cans in your car to make sure you're safe if the storm strikes again. Or if blinding salt splash gets on your windshield, ANCO windshield washer antifreeze will give you ice-free and salt-free clear vision down to 10 degrees below zero. Get it today.
Thank you.
King Richard's Flugel Nights with In the Still of the Night, here in the hustle bustle of broad daylight on monitor, which goes wherever you go on NBC Radio. In southern New England, you'll hear us on WTIC Hartford, Connecticut, and you'll hear us again after a brief pause. Part of the US, Gene Rayburn.
Monitor, introducing interesting places and people on the NBC Radio Network.
Keeping you informed of facts, keeping you informed of issues, keeping you informed of people. WNBC, the big voice of Big Town USA, keeps you informed of Big Town.
Degrees and snowing in Big Town, WNBC, New York, the big voice of Big Town, USA. The time, 10:30.
Billy Vaughn plays Moon Over Naples. Lainey Kazan sings Kiss Tomorrow Goodbye. Together they make up the next 5 minutes of monitor. Monitor next, Lainey Kazan.
Goodbye, my love. I know we're through. Tonight will be my last with you. Don't say a word. Don't even try. It's best that we kiss. Tomorrow, goodbye.
Goodbye, goodbye. It's your kiss tomorrow, goodbye. Don't cry, don't cry. I beg you, it's best not to cry.
Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. Just kiss tomorrow, goodbye. Don't cry.
Another 67, the exciting, informative Now Sound of Radio. Your host now, Gene Rayburn, and as for now-type music, here's a new one by the Maurice Bowers Singers and Brass, What's More American?
Agent 00 Breck has a suds bomb for you. But you don't have to duck. It's only shampoo. And so gentle to hair that the whole family will be looking just swell. Try it, you'll see. That big sudsy bomb is Breck Concentrate. What a shampoo. It makes you feel great. In each plastic tube at a price that's quite low is Breck quality for a gal or her beau. Just a dab of shampoo, some water, then wow, Breck Concentrate lathers up with a pow. A bomb full of suds is a feeling that's great with the gentle power of Breck Concentrate.
Monitors ring around the world, close-ups of people and events here and abroad, brought to you by the entire family of Winns products that keep your car going strong. This past week, President Johnson sent a civil rights message to Congress. A report on this from Ray Shear, NBC News White House correspondent, in 1 minute.
Presenting the Winn Oil Company Chorale under the direction of John Philip Azusa. Azusa! Now, speaking for the Winn Oil Company, Mr. Keenan Winn.
Thank you. This is Keenan Winn. It has come to my attention that many of you still think I'm related to the Winn Oil Company people of Azusa.
Azusa!
We do spell our name the same way, W-Y-N-N. But the relationship ends there. In other words, I want to assure you that I didn't get this job because I'm a cousin or a nephew. I did get the job because I know Winn's products. I've used them, and they're good. At your service station, ask for Winn's famous friction proofing, Winn's engine tune-up, Winn's new charge, and many more. All designed to keep your car going strong by the Winn Oil Company of Azusa.
Azusa, Azusa, California. The keep your car going strong capital of the world. Winn's.
Now here is Ray Shearer, NBC News White House correspondent.
President Johnson has succeeded in getting Congress to approve more civil rights bills than any other administration in United States history. The question as of February 1967 is, can the president score again? This week, Mr. Johnson sent Congress his strongest message yet on civil rights. The president made the point that bullets in Vietnam do not discriminate against the Negro. Why should landlords here at home?
Today, I have sent to the Congress my proposal for the Civil Rights Act of 1967. It is, in many respects, very similar to the measure that I asked Congress to adopt last year. That measure was favored by a majority of both houses, but did not become law. Though we were not successful last year, I'm asking Congress to bar discrimination in housing and to secure other very basic rights for every citizen. I'm doing this for one reason, because it is right. And I'm doing it in the name of millions of Americans, both white and Negro, who object to treating their fellow citizens one way on the battlefield and another way in the country that they're fighting to defend.
The president has split the most controversial part of the bill, the open housing provision, into three stages to make it more palatable to Congress. The part affecting government housing would become effective immediately. Apartments, 40% of housing, would be covered by next year, and all housing would come under an open housing provision by 1969. The cynics are saying the open housing provision has been made gradually effective simply as a question of practical politics, that Congress might pass the 40% part of the bill, but never the provision covering all housing by 1969. The administration's allies in Congress appear almost unanimously gloomy about the future of the open housing proposals, but there appears to be little opposition to other parts of the bill. Fines and imprisonment for those interfering with a person's civil rights, strengthening the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission's powers, banning discrimination in selection of state and federal juries, extending the life of the Civil Rights Commission. In sum, the president seems certain to get part of his civil rights proposals, but it will take an all-out fight to get the open housing provisions, and even then, the president may not make it. Ray Scherer, NBC White House correspondent.
Bring Around the World, another in Monitor's weekend series of close-ups of people and events here and abroad. Now, here's Jonathan Winters for Luden's Cough Drops.
Excuse me, sir. Do you use Luden's Cough Drops?
Why, yes, as a matter of fact, I do.
Would you mind telling me this? Do you chew your Luden's Cough Drops?
Chew a Luden's Cough Drop? I should certainly say not.
Well, I'm very glad to hear that, because if you let your Luden's Cough Drop dissolve slowly in your mouth, you get all the good Luden's taste and medication for so much longer.
I see. Well, frankly, I don't chew Luden's Cough Drops for another reason.
What's that?
I can't stand the noise. It's just frightening, isn't it?
Monitor music now, and keeping our promise to keep you right up with the latest, here's a brand new one from Steve Lawrence, which asks the question, did I ever really live?
You're born, you weep, you smile, you sleep, you cling, you crawl, you stand, you fall, you stand again, and try, and then you walk. You eat, you drink, you feel, you think, you play, you grow, you learn, you know. And then one day, you find a way to talk. You're young, you fly, you laugh, you cry. Is it too late to ask? Did I ever love? Did I ever give? Did I ever really live?
Deep philosophical matters were touched upon there. We'll give you a minute to think them over here on the Monitor Beacon.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of conversation.
The Dodge boys are setting out to fight for the kind of deals you'll know are right.
Right with the good guys.
These rebels are really pounding leather to get you and a great new Dodge together, the Dodge boys.
The good guys, they've rounded up a great new breed of cars you've got to see. These babies put you in the lead.
Ride with the good guys.
The Dodge boys.
And that goes for your next truck, too. Yes, you'll get the truck you need from the Dodge boys, because Dodge builds a complete line of trucks, from the new longer compacts to big diesels, and builds them to last. Come on in to Mainline Dodge, Levittown, Long Island. See the Dodge truck that'll work for you, and see how we protect you for thousands of miles after others have left you cold.
The good guys.
You can tell they're good guys. They all wear white hats.
This is your NBC Monitor. This is your NBC Monitor. This is your station, the pulse of the nation. It's NBC.
And at 13 minutes before the Monitor Hour, this is Gene Rayburn, and next from the Arbors, a song we might subtitle The Capitulation Cantata. Just Let It Happen.
Your lights are low, and now you're close to me. I'm gonna show you, girl, how love should be. Nice and easy, done it, babe. Don't be ashamed to love it, darling, when I kiss you. Don't be afraid. Just let it happen, baby. Let it go. Just let it happen. For you, this game of love is something new. But trust me, baby, I'll be good to you. For love can be so beautiful, if you'll only feel what you feel in your heart. Just let it happen, baby. Let yourself go. Just let it happen.
Frozen orange juice from Florida changed?
Yes. Now the taste is more delicious.
Mmm. You bet your sweet life it is.
And it's just as healthful as ever.
Mmm. You bet your life it is.
And the price? Now even the price is sweet.
Mmm. You bet it is.
You mean frozen orange juice from Florida is less expensive now? It's America's best food value.
We know. We're the Florida Citrus Commission.
The month of February seems to be chock full of holidays, what with Valentine's Day, Lincoln's birthday, and George Washington's birthday, to name just three. To name another one, which lasts considerably more than just one day, we hear from Monitor reporter Robert Lazich in San Francisco.
For more than a week now, the cracking and popping of fireworks, the strings of lights and lanterns, the tingling sounds of Oriental music have filled the air along San Francisco's Grant Avenue. This is Chinatown in its most colorful carnival time of year, where residents are marking the start of a new year, the year of the Ram, 4,665.
The new year actually started at midnight, February 8th, with the departing of the Year of the Horse. But the celebration continues through the 25th. San Francisco's Chinatown is filled with exotic sights. Grand Avenue is lined with flower stands and elaborate displays of holiday foods. Flowering plants hopefully bud on New Year's Day, a sign of a prosperous and happy New Year. Most of the flowers are red, representing happiness and good luck. Neighborhood groceries abound with oriental delicacies, shark's fins, bird's nests, pressed duck, dried oysters, dried fish and meats, Chinese mushrooms, bean shoots, giant oranges and red tangerines, candies and sweetmeats, etc. The celebration so far has been largely private, quiet, at-home observances, with public events starting this weekend. Lion dancers fill the avenues, prowling the hilly streets in a centuries-old ritual in which they lunge, charge, and leap for money, suspended on poles from storefronts and apartment windows. Still to come are performances by Chinese opera singers, musicians, and folk dancers. Grant Avenue becomes a pedestrian mall closed to vehicle traffic the final two nights of the celebration. What does all this mean to members of the Chinese community? Let's ask one of the leaders, Jack Chow. Mr. Chow, this celebration runs for 2.5 weeks here in San Francisco. Now, we understand that what we see out here in the busy section of Chinatown is just a fragment of what's really going on elsewhere. What do the people do in their homes to celebrate the New Year in Chinatown?
Well, usually and customarily, they would have a feast at home, and during this particular period, everyone would be out shopping and coming home and cooking the dishes that are usually eaten during New Year.
Now, we understand, too, that the parade through Chinatown is one of the most significant events of the year in San Francisco. What does the Chinese New Year parade consist of?
Chinese New Year parade consists principally, like any other parade, marchers, bands, floats. But the center of attraction will be our block-long dragon, which is being manipulated, you can say, or danced by about 60 to 70 people, winding through the streets.
One of the nights of celebration is called Everyone's Birthday. Just what does that mean?
And that's the day they call man's birthday. And instead of celebrating your own birthday, you celebrate everybody's birthday and wish everybody well.
How do you say Happy New Year in Chinese?
Kung Hei Fa Choi.
And the same to you. That was Mr. William Chow, the Chinese Chamber of Commerce head here in San Francisco. Now this is Robert Lasich in Chinatown, San Francisco, returning you to Monitor.
And from all of us here at Radio Central to our Chinese friends in San Francisco and elsewhere, we also would like to say Kung Hei Fa Choi for this New Year of the Ram. For cigarette smokers, this is the Year of the Lark.
I like the way it tastes.
I agree. There's nothing like a lark.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
Lark has a good, easy taste.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark today. There's nothing, nothing, nothing like a lark.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
I think they're the nicest cigarette there is.
Right. There's nothing like a lark.
Have a lark today.
There is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Monitor music next. Buddy Greco sings Eternity in record time. It only takes him 2 minutes and 20 seconds. And if you don't believe me, start timing him now.
Life is just a moment of eternity. A grain that tumbles from the sands of time. We are not the ones who rule our destiny. Who are we to hold the hands of time? I would gladly love you for eternity. Yeah.
Here's a monitor tip for teenage parties. To have plenty of cold drinks available, partly fill your washing machine with cold water. Add the bottles of soda, then some chunks of ice or a lot of ice cubes, and put the lid down. This will chill the drinks quickly, and the bottles can be taken out as needed. A word of caution, disconnect the plug. Looking for a dainty dish to set before the king? Or does your husband go for more hearty, man-sized eating? If that's the case, read The Four Best Roasts You'll Ever Fix in March Better Homes and Gardens magazine. Nothing so easy to cook is quite as impressive as a roast. And this big article kicks off with picture-illustrated recipes for beef rib supreme with all the trimmings. You'll want to try them all. Crown roast of pork. It's not only delicious, but it looks great. Leg of lamb with plum sauce. And a two-meat-in-one rotisserie spectacular called rolled veal and pork roast. Real man-sized eating in March Better Homes and Gardens. Also in this issue, 20 great little decorating ideas under $25. Tips on figuring tax deductions that people frequently ignore. A complete guide to pruning trees and bushes and the trials and tribulations of selling your car yourself. Don't miss March Better Homes and Gardens on sale now. So it goes. This hour of Monitor is over. We'll set out on another in about a minute or so, beginning with the latest NBC Monitor News. Gene Rayburn here.
Ted Webb covers the exciting world of auto racing, the sport of speed, this morning on the NBC Radio Network.
It's 1 minute before 11 Eastern Tetley tea time. Washing machine going? Sit down with a cup of Tetley with that tiny little tea leaf flavor that's always better because it's never bitter. Tetley. Can a virus tell the difference between a Negro and a white? Does rain fall on churches and not synagogues? Do flowers bloom for Protestants and not Catholics? Which one of us can truly say that any man is not his brother? A message from the National Conference of Christians and Jews.
Hi, this is Sterling Yates inviting you to join me on WNBC, the big voice of Big Town USA, weekdays at 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. as I keep you in touch with Big Town, battleground of freedom, where Revolutionary War patriots fought more than 100 skirmishes on New Jersey soil, including the battles of Trenton, Princeton, and Monmouth. Big Town USA.
The Big Wilson Show is an eye-opener. Weekday mornings from 5 to 9 on the big voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.